Avoiding the Cliff. The world can certainly save itself, but only if we recognize accurately the dangers that humanity confronts together. For that, we will have to pause from our relentless competition in order to survey the common challenges we face. The world's current ecological, demographic, and economic trajectory is unsustainable, meaning that if we continue with business as usual, we will hit social and ecological crises with calamitous results. We face four such causes for potential crises. Human pressures on the Earth's ecosystems and climate, unless mitigated substantially, will cause dangerous climate change, massive species extinctions, and the destruction of vital life support functions. The world's population continues to rise at a dangerously rapid pace, especially in the regions least able to absorb a rising population. 1/6 of the world remains trapped in extreme poverty, unrelieved by global economic growth, and the poverty trap poses tragic hardships for the poor themselves and great risks for the rest of the world. We are paralyzed in the very process of global problem-solving, weighed down by cynicism, defeatism, and outdated institutions. These problems will not solve themselves. A world of untrammeled market forces and competing nation-states offers no automatic solutions to the harrowing and increasing difficulties. Ecological conditions will be worsened, not improved, by the rapid economic growth that is underway in most of the world, unless that growth is channeled by active public policies into resource-saving or sustainable technologies. The transition from high to low fertility, birth rates, necessary for lower population growth, requires concerted public action to help guide private and voluntary fertility choices. Market forces alone will not overcome poverty traps. And the failures of global problem-solving mean that we are failing to adopt even straightforward and sensible solutions lying right before our eyes. By looking ahead, husbanding resources more sensibly, and maximizing the gains attainable from science and technology, there is a path to prosperity that can spread to all regions of the world in the coming decades. Global prosperity need not be limited by dwindling natural resources. The world economy need not become an us-versus-them struggle for survival. The dire threats can be averted if we cooperate effectively. We can, indeed, secure four goals in the coming decades. Sustainable systems of energy, land, and resource use that averts the most dangerous trends of climate change, species extinction, and destruction of ecosystems. Stabilization of the world population at 8 billion or below by 2050 through a voluntary reduction of fertility rates. The end of extreme poverty by 2025, and improved economic security within the rich countries as well. A new approach to global problem-solving based on cooperation among nations and the dynamism and creativity of the non-governmental sector. Attaining these goals on a global scale may seem impossible, yet there is nothing inherent in global politics, technology, or the sheer availability of resources on the planet to prevent us from doing so. The barriers are in our limited capacity to cooperate, not in our stars. We need agreements at the global level and attitudes throughout the world that are compatible with meeting our global challenges. Globalization without trust. Despite the urgent need for increased global cooperation, such cooperation has been slipping away in recent years. Technological advances in transport, communication, and information have brought us closer together than ever economically. Market forces harnessed to those technologies have created a global division of labor of unsurpassed complexity and productivity, and played a major role in lifting hundreds of millions of people out of extreme poverty. Yet even as the global economy has become more intertwined, global society has seemed to become more divided, acrimonious, and fearful. Fleets of jumbo jets ply the skies of our interconnected global economy, yet our fear of terrorism is so great that we are rationed in the toothpaste and shampoo that we can carry onto the planes. The paradox of a unified global economy and divided global society poses the single greatest threat to the planet because it makes impossible the cooperation needed to address the remaining challenges. A clash of civilizations, if we survived one, would undo all that humanity has built and would cast a shadow for generations to come. We've actually been there before. The first great wave of globalization in the 19th century ended up in the blood-drenched trenches of Europe in World War I. It is especially sobering to realize that before August 1914, globalization and the march of science seemed assured, as they seem to many today. A bestseller of the day, Europe's Optical Illusion, by Norman Angell, 1909, had correctly emphasized that war as a tool of European policy was passé because no country could possibly benefit from outright conflict. Yet distrust and failed European institutions brought war just the same, with cataclysmic effects that reverberated for the rest of the century. The war itself was unmatched in ferocity and death, and in its wake emerged Bolshevism, the 1919 flu epidemic, the Great Depression, the rise of Hitler, the Chinese Civil War, the Holocaust, and consequences that extend till now. The world was truly torn asunder in 1914. In many ways, it still has not fully healed. It may seem impossible to conceive of such a cataclysm today, yet the widening arc of war and vituperation, often pitting U.S. foreign policy against global public opinion, reminds us daily of a growing threat to global peace. Today's worry is not only the violence itself, but also the messianic fervor with which various combatants are waging their battles. President George W. Bush, Osama bin Laden, and the suicide bombers all claim God's guidance as they launch their attacks against their foes. The world edges closer to catastrophe. In future years, the rising power of China and India could further wound U.S. pride and self-confidence, and further ratchet up global tensions.